Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. Today's show, we're going to be talking about bowling, and we have some amazing guests on our show. You're just going to love talking to them. And remember, Amateur Sports Talk is sponsored by AmateurAthletes.com, which is an online community for athletes of all sports to post their videos and go viral. So I'm on the line right now with Sean Maldona and Kevin Gagnon. And Jamie, are you there too?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Doing well.
Well, great. So, you know, what I like to start with is, of course, letting everyone tell a little bit about themselves, who they are, and, you know, how they got to where they are. So, Sean, if you're on the line, can you tell us a little bit about who you are?
I'm not sure if Sean's there yet, actually. I think he's I think he's still trying to get online.
Okay, no problem. Well, we'll start with Kevin then.
Well, a little bit about me. I've been bowling since I was 4 years old. Semi-self-taught, and I've had some coaches here and there and whatnot. I'd say within the last 10 years, really got serious about competitive bowling and whatnot. I've been bowling the TAT tournaments ever since the inception when they were back at Texas Station. And eventually got the right little bit of luck and ended up winning it last year.
That's great. So you've made some great accomplishments recently. Can you tell us about some of those?
Other than the major win with the True Amateur Tournament last January 2015, I've had a couple high average awards at our local association, one or two high series for our association. Won California State doubles 1 year, and at that time, me and my partner set a new record, but that was broken not too long after, but it was kind of fun to set that. And a little side note about that, it was a true doubles effort. One of us shot 751, one of us shot 749. I couldn't tell you who did what, but all I know is we did that. We won it that year, and that was a lot of fun.
Right. So can you tell everyone your path as to, you know, starting as an amateur and now winning these competitions?
You know, once I started getting involved with bowling tournaments, you know, competitively, you know, I bowled the occasional little local stuff here and there, but always wanted to, you know, I felt that I was good enough to go up against some of the better bowlers. I just, you know, kept practicing and, you know, entering tournaments, and, you know, for a while, yeah, I got my head caved in frequently, but I just kept being persistent about it, working on my game, getting some lessons here and there to improve some things that I knew that was at fault, and just got better and better. And now I'm fairly competitive. I haven't been able to go pro, only because I don't think I'm quite on that level yet. But I feel that just with the right amount of practice and patience, I'm able to compete with just about anybody, at least on the amateur circuit.
Right. And so how do you know when you've come from amateur to pro in the bowling world?
I guess it's just when if you bowl against the pros and stay competitive with them. I've entered a couple regionals in the past. I've managed to cash once or twice, not on a consistent basis. So I know I'm not quite there yet, but just being able to get out there and compete against them. And once you are able to hold your own on a regular basis, you start thinking about, you know, should I make that next step?
Right. So we also have Jamie McWilliams on the line. Jamie, can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do?
I run the TAT tournament in Las Vegas, and right now the TAT, which is True Amateur Tournament, it's one of the biggest amateur tournaments in the world. I've been running that now for the last 5 or 6 years. My dad started it 16 years ago, and I've just been working it and then running it ever since. And it's taken off over the past few years. I mean, the TAT wasn't like any other business. The whole bowling industry during the economy took a bit of a hit, but like the bowling industry, the TAT is also bouncing back, and we're growing at a pretty good rate, about 10 to 15% every tournament for the past few years. And we continue to grow and continue to make the tournament better and give amateurs a shot at winning some big money down in Vegas. And the format and just a lot of the things that me and Brad Edelman have done over the past 5 or 6 years have really, really catered to the amateur side of things. We've restricted our rules more, so anybody that's kind of like a professional amateur that travels around on the amateur circuit and that is basically their job, it's just bowling, they're not eligible for our tournament anymore. So we're trying to give the amateur guys just a little bit better chance of making some good money.
So how does someone register for your tournament?
You can register a bunch of different ways. We have an office. You can call in and talk to Winnie McPherson. She's one of the best women bowlers on the planet, and we're lucky enough to have her answering our phones and helping our customers understand our tournament better, because it is a bit confusing, because there's actually it's a big event. It's a week long in Vegas, and there's actually 8 different tournaments that run during the event. So it gets a bit confusing. They all have slightly different formats, and they're just geared to give different people ways, different chances to cash. And but you can enter online. You can go to our website, Tap Bowl, or True Amateur Tournament. .com. You can call Wendy down at the office, 1-702-269-2969, and or you can call me. You can also fax your entry or mail your entry in. Our brochure is listed on the website as well. You can download that, print that off, and get that shipped over to me.
So, Jamie, for you, I know this has been a family business. You know, your dad started it. Are you all about bowling? Is that something that you also enjoy, or are you just doing it because your dad did it?
No, I mean, my dad was a huge bowler growing up, and he got me into bowling young, so I do enjoy the sport. I've been a bit injured the past few years, so I haven't been able to do it as much as I would like, but
right.
I was a huge into bowling when I was little. The league, the state tournaments, all that stuff, my dad makes sure, I kind of got into it pretty deep when I was little, and stuck with it for a few years until we moved, and then the place that we moved to didn't have a bowling alley, so I kind of lost touch with it for a bit, and then once he started the TAT, I kind of had to jump right back into it. But yeah, it's a great sport. Anybody can do it. We have guys that are 90 plus years old at our tournament still competing out there in Vegas, so it's pretty good to watch them bowl when they're that old.
That's awesome. And I think a lot of people don't even look at bowling as a sport. So why do you think that bowling should be considered as a sport?
Bowling is definitely a sport. You can't say that it's not. I mean, there's always a debate about that, but it takes – I mean, anything that you can practice at and you can see the results day by day as it goes, I mean, I think it's a sport. And I kind of reference it to golf a lot of times. I think that it's a most similar sport because they're both individual sports. Both of them take a lot of practice and a lot of dedication, and it pays off quickly in both of those sports. I'm an avid golfer myself, so I definitely see the parallels between those two. And just the different conditions that these guys bowl on, too. Most people don't get into bowling enough to understand that these pros and even at the TAT tournament, you're bowling on very tough conditions. It's not like you're going to your average bowling center and throwing the ball down the lane and watching it come back. These guys are bowling on very, very tough oil patterns, which makes it very hard to score. So for them to be able to figure that out and move and adjust their body and their strategy accordingly is pretty good to watch. They're very, very good. Some of these amateurs, the way that they attack the patterns that I put out at the tacks, I make all our own oil patterns. It's cool to see them to see them break them down and figure them out, and it usually takes them a while because they are tough. But so the good guys and the smart guys, they figure it out, and they're definitely impressive athletes down there sometimes.
Right, and I think it takes a lot of technique also in bowling.
Oh, absolutely. It's just like a golf swing. The arm swing of bowling, I mean, Kevin can relate to that too. It's a lot like the golf swing, you know, and you have to practice it and quite a bit to get that technique down and get the muscle memory just like any other sport.
Right. Do you have anything to add to that, Kevin?
He's 100% correct. It's taken, you know, me 40 years to get to where I'm at, and I'm still learning some things. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of practice, a lot of dedication to, you know, be able to get your arm and your body to do what you want when you're bowling. It's most definitely a sport.
And I totally agree. You know, I think that a lot of sports like bowling, golf, anything like that, just don't get the appreciation that it takes to learn the sport. And so that's why, you know, it's important for people to understand how much practice and technique it really does take.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it
so if somebody is wanting to get started into bowling on the pro level, what advice could y'all give them that they should do?
Go ahead and go first, Kevin.
Well, you know, it's going to take a lot of practice, a lot of time. You just can't expect to go out there overnight and, you know, take the pro world by storm. You know, I'm sure it's happened with a couple of bowlers in the past, but for the most part, it's going to take a lot of practice. Know your game well. Practice on the tougher patterns. You just can't walk into any bowling center on their typical house shot and think that's what you're going to run across on the pro tour. They bowl on extremely tough conditions, and so you need to practice on equally as tough conditions if you can find it. And it doesn't hurt to get, you know, some lessons, some coaching to, you know, improve your game, because, you know, even though I've been bowling for 40 years, I still find things that, you know, I don't know that I'm doing wrong, that, you know, guys that, you know, help me with my equipment, they see that I'm doing wrong. So I'm always constantly finding something new to adjust to work on to get better. So it just takes a lot of practice. And then, of course, get out there and compete, at least on the local level, and, you know, eventually move your way up.
Right. How often do you practice, Kevin?
I bowl. I don't actually go down and practice by myself. I use my league competition as my practice. That way I don't wind up just goofing off during practice. You know, I sometimes not that committed to when I just go by myself. So I use my league times to work on my game, you know, so at least I know what I'm doing out there is benefiting the rest of my team as well as myself.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our tap bowlers practice a lot too. They tell me about it when they're come down there. I've been practicing, you know, they've been telling me they've been bowling every day the last month trying to get ready for the tournament. And even down in Vegas, one of my good friends, Craig Spencer, he actually won the Roto-Grip Challenge this year. And then he almost, he was in the top five, and he had a chance of winning $20,000 at the TAT in February. But he was telling me that he actually goes to a different bowling center and practices at night. So some of our guys like to go out and see shows and stuff, but some of our competitors, I see them down in the bowling alleys, and they get done competing all day trying to qualify for our finals, and they didn't make it. So they're down there practicing, trying to, you know, just work on their craft and figure out what they're doing wrong. And we're very lucky that we have a lot of pro staffers down there at the TAT. So we have a lot of the Storm and Roto-Grip staffers that can actually help our amateur bowlers and kind of tell them what they're doing wrong and give them suggestions. They can actually lay their bowling balls out for them. So these are the guys that you see on ESPN on Sunday standing behind the best bowlers in the world telling them what to do. And then now our guys get to come down to Las Vegas and have that same experience. So it's pretty cool to see the amateurs really soak that in, because a lot of our bowlers there, they're trying to get better, and it's very evident that they're into the sport completely and they're trying to get better and doing everything they can. So for them to get access to that knowledge is very good for them, and it's very helpful. I can tell by the way they come back the next year and they're better. So I get to see their growth every 6 months. We have a tournament every 6 months down there at the TAT. So I get to see their growth about every 6 months, and some of them start in the lower average division. They start with a 170, 180 average. Every tournament they're going up, they're going up. Pretty soon they're out of the 215 division, and they're in their age division bowling with the real good amateur bowlers.
Right. So the best thing for someone to do that wanted to get started in bowling would be find a bowling center near them and join a league, something like that. Would be the best advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would say so. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do, because leagues are always looking for people to come down there, and they're fun, and it's all a fun learning environment there too. But like I said, you have to practice at bowling, so you might as well get started. But, you know, going down there and on a weekend with the wife or something, or a friend, grabbing a pitcher of beer and throwing a couple games, and then by the time the league's over, you're actually a lot better at it, and you understand the game more, so you want to learn about it more. So I think that's the best way to do it. I mean, recreationally is always good too. If you get some friends together, you know, that's when the only time I've actually been bowling in the last few months is just when some friends get together and we want to go down there, and you know, it's raining up here in Oregon a lot too, so that's always helpful. It's nice to have somewhere indoors to go where you can still kind of get a little bit of a workout in and have some fun.
And it seems like a lot of these bowling facilities have all kinds of different leagues that you can join, youth leagues, you know, women-only leagues, all kinds of things, right?
Oh, yeah. Most centers have a wide variety of leagues and whatnot. They have a ball leagues where at the end you get your own bowling ball. They have leagues where you get free games each session, so after you're done with league, you can go practice some. The youth leagues that are going on, they generally have coaches available to help the kids out. There's just so many different types of leagues to bowl. There's pretty much a league for just about any type of bowler you want.
Right, so it seems like it's a sport that all ages can do.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the little 3-4-year-olds bowling on the bumpers to 80-90-plus-year-olds, on the adult leagues. It's definitely available to any age, any type of bowler there is.
Right. And, Jamie, with the amateur bowling tournaments that you put on, you see all ages competing at these tournaments that you put on?
Absolutely. And we encourage younger bowlers that are serious about it to come down there and bowl too, because they can actually win money. It just goes into a scholarship fund for them. It goes into the SMART fund. And, you know, we have that all set up through the USBC of the TAT. So if any, we've had, I think the youngest competitor was 12. And then we actually had a 15-year-old girl make our finals. Let's see, I think that was last summer. A year ago in 2015 summer, we had a 15-year-old girl make our finals, and I think she made it one round. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we see a lot of younger competitors starting, especially lately. Youth bowling is getting huge again, and so we're seeing a lot more of the younger crowd come out there to the TAT and bowl. But like I also said, we have a senior division, 55 and over, but I know guys personally down there that are, I think the oldest one I know of is 92. So we have some fit older gentlemen down there still competing at the TAT, and they're still making money. So
right.
It's always fun to see them actually come down there and have some success. And I mean, they said they've been bowling now for 60, 70 years, but you know, some of them can miss the TAT every now and then for health complications. But we do have some good friends that show up every 6 months, and they still look the same. So it's nice to see them.
So if you're just listening in, this is Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison, and I am talking to bowling experts about what you need to do if you are interested in getting involved in bowling from amateur to pro. So if you'd like to call in right now at 516-531-9649, and you can ask us any questions that you have. So guys, I know we've been talking about advice and that kind of thing for amateurs. What is the difference between an amateur and a pro exactly in bowling? Is it pretty much just you're making a certain amount of money, or how does that work?
you basically have to just decide that when you want to compete against the pros, you have to get your PBA, your Professional Bowlers Association card. And then once you do that, you are a pro bowler, and you can go bowl all the pro tournaments and compete with them, travel around on the circuit, and try to make the TV shows and make the cuts at all the different tournaments. So it's in bowling, it's not necessarily it's a little different. They have different restrictions on money and stuff as far as how much you can win for amateur status. So I know, like in golf, per se, you can't win more than like $1,000, and then you're determined to be a pro. In bowling, you're really not determined to be a pro until you decide that for yourself. And you go ahead and pay the money to get a professional bowler's card and go out on tour. So it's a bit different than other sports where amateurs can actually win money. And that's why at the TAT we pay out, last tournament in February, paid out about $350,000 in cash and prizes. We had almost 700 competitors there, so we had quite a crowd, but we spread the money around, we paid out quite a bit, and so that's why bowling is a little bit different. And because of that, at the TAT, we have to decide for ourselves what we consider an amateur bowler, because like I said, some of these guys are traveling around the world, they're bowling every bowling tournament they can bowl around the entire world, and that's basically their job. I don't consider them an amateur. Their status as a bowler is an amateur, but I don't personally consider them an amateur bowler. So we have to decide for ourselves, write our own eligibility rules, which are constantly changing as the bowling world changes, and we kind of limit certain people that have had a pro bowler's card in the past couple years. They're not allowed to bowl if you've won too much money. You're not allowed to bowl if you've had certain achievements in your bowling career. You're not allowed to bowl. If you've been on TV for PBA in the last 7-8 years, not allowed to bowl, certain things like that. So we kind of make up our own rules as what we say is an amateur bowler.
Right. So are there any other outlets that amateurs can take to put themselves out there besides what we've already discussed? I know a lot of sports, social media is obviously
Kevin might
huge.
Know that more than me.
Yeah.
I know he's been trying to get sponsored now for a few years.
Right.
Well, I've had a sponsor of sorts, a friend that has a guy backing him in local tournaments, took me on for a little while until health complications forced him to the side to take care of, you know, money-wise. So I had a guy that was putting me into tournaments. And I've known him for years, and he, you know, gave me a shot, and we've won a couple, you know, local events here and there. We've pretty much broken even until we hit the TAT, and that was the big win for us. But just getting your name out, I know a lot of people, you know, use, you know, Facebook to post what's going on. I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of people use Twitter. I personally don't. YouTube and whatnot, you know, just post videos and they just put themselves out there. I don't do all that much on Facebook. I am attempting to get on with the Storm Roto staff just because. I mean, if they say no, then they say no, no big deal. You know, I'm still going to throw their equipment because it matches up best to my game. So, you just go out there, you compete on, you know, whatever level you think of that, you know, you can. The local 6-8 game scratch tournaments, even bowling a couple of the PBA regionals as a guest member and cashing, you know, that'll help get your name out there a little bit more. And if you know, you know, it probably also helps to know some of the right people that sponsor several bowlers at one time. You know, it's just one way of getting your name out there. And, you know, if you do well, then, you know, you stand a good chance of picking up somebody that could help you further your career.
Right. And also our sponsor, which is amateurathletes.com, that's actually what they do. They help athletes make profiles and put videos out there so that they have another outlet to really get noticed. So, you know, it is all about putting yourself out there, and you never know what can happen by sharing your videos and, you know, and getting your talents shared with the world.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a great tool for our bowlers, because I know hundreds of guys just like Kevin, just off the top of my head, that I know personally that are trying to get sponsored, and there's not a great outlet for it. I mean, you know, unless you win something big or they see you at all the major tournaments, you know, there's not a great outlet for it right now, and it's hard to get sponsored. I mean, they're very choosy about who they want on their contract, these companies. So like Storm, our sponsor, they sponsor a lot of boulders, a lot of amateurs and a lot of pros. You see them all over, all their competitors, all over, wearing all their stuff, throwing their balls, and they're usually doing pretty well. If you watch any of the PBA shows, you know that Storm has been dominating the bowling industry now for a while, but they're very picky about who they want on staff, so it's tough to get sponsored, and that's why I think this partnership with AmateurAthletes.com would be going to be great for our guys, because it's a free way to make a profile and put your resume on there, and then, you know, come in next year or so, hopefully, these guys, these Storm and Ball staff execs, they can, you know, click on a site, scroll through some people, they can check out some resumes, see who they like, and then if they see you at a tournament or something, they already know who you are. So right. I think it's going to be a great way for our guys to get their names out there. You can upload videos. You can do all kinds of things to help get noticed. And like I said, I think at the tournament, I'm actually going to set up just a terminal, a laptop over there to the side with AmateurAthletes.com on it. And then anybody that comes in can go ahead and make a profile there. And you type in your achievements, your average, your 300 games, you know, your 800 series, any other achievements you may have. And like I said, you can upload videos and put personal information on there, photos, all that good stuff.
So, Kevin, what do you have coming up?
I'm heading out to Reno this weekend for some of the side events of the USBC Open, which is our national tournament, which is open to pretty much everybody. I don't think they have any restrictions. I don't bowl our events until July, but we're going up a little early to hit some of the side events and to see how the lanes are playing out there. And then other than that, the next major one is the TAT tournament in July. I'll be able to come back for the first time since winning it, so I'm going to see if I can't make another run and try and be the first two-time champion.
Yeah, he's finally eligible to come back. We actually make our tournament champions sit out two tournaments, so it's a little different than a lot of tournaments where you can't come back and defend your crown because we don't want someone to win it twice in a row. We want somebody else to win it.
Right.
And that's a good thing about the TAT is just the way that the whole qualifying and the finals format sets it up. It gives everyone an equal shot at winning the $20,000 first place prize regardless of your average. So we don't expect that anybody would ever actually show up and win it twice in a row, but just in case, we ban that person for two tournaments so they can come back in two tournaments and try to get it again. So Kevin has served his sentence, as I say, and he can come back and he can come back and bowl again this year and try to win it again. I mean, I'd love to see him do it because no one's ever done it.
Right. Really?
One person.
Yeah, most of the champions have gone on to bigger and better things. I've just kind of been doting around, you know, with the local stuff. I never really thought about going completely pro just yet, and so I've just been biding my time, and it took me like 16 years to get that far in the TAT, so might as well give it a couple more cracks before I decide to, you know, find something bigger and better.
Yeah, and Kevin brings up a good point there, too. A lot of our champions and a lot of our bowlers in general, not even our champions, they go on to the PBA. That's why Sean Maldonado, I'm not sure if he's trying to get in the call right now or not, but he's supposed to be on the show. He's a past TAT bowler, and he bowled for years. I know Sean personally, and he's now on the PBA tour. I see him on TV a lot. I see a lot of our past bowlers on ESPN quite often, actually, and it's fun to see them succeed. So the TAT is not only a place where any average bowler can show up and have a shot at making money, but for the guys that want to move further, it's a great stepping stone. And if you go on PBA's website right now, there's, I think it's about 60 profiled athletes on there, and at least a dozen of them used to bowl the TAT, including some of the best bowlers in the world, Jason Belmonte, Bill O'Neill, Scott Norton, Craig Nadeifer, most recently, and A.J. Rice. So there's quite a few of them on there, that Rhino Page also, that used to bowl the tat, and they go on to great success. But it's a good stepping stone. It's a great, like I said, it's a great place for amateurs to learn. It's a fun atmosphere, and you get to soak up some of the pro knowledge and make yourself better. So it's
Well, Jamie, we have a caller on the line, so not to interrupt you, but you're calling into Amateur Sports Talk. Hello? You've reached Amateur Sports Talk. Can I help you?
Oh, hey. My name is Gary Holstenberg, and I'm the Director of Marketing at Storm Bowling Products. Jamie McWilliams asked if I'd call in.
Hey, we actually were just talking about Storm a little while ago. So how are you today?
Yeah. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Hey,
good.
Gary. How are you?
Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Ah, doing great. Yeah. Driving home from Las Vegas back to Utah.
What were you doing in Las Vegas?
Las Vegas Storm sponsors the Queens tournament. And the Queens, So that's just kind of rounding up. And I've been out there for a few days and kind of heading back home.
Yeah, so I asked Gary to
now.
Call in because Gary sponsors, or Storm itself sponsors, a lot of amateur tournaments across the whole United States, and they send Gary to most of them as their representative. So I figured Gary would have a good insight on amateurs that are amateur bowlers and their mindset, and you know, where they're at, and some of them trying to eventually go pro, and some of them just learning, starting out. But Gary's always there to help them out, and I've seen on Facebook he's been at quite a few tournaments lately. You were just at the another one, right? One of the
I flew from
handicap one.
Dallas Fort Worth. We sponsored the American Wheelchair Bowling Association. They had their national tournament in Dallas this past week, and I flew from there out to Las Vegas for the Queens. Yep.
Busy man.
So, Gary, can you tell us a little bit about what Storm does exactly?
Yeah, I mean, Storm's kind of one of those unique companies because we're a privately held company. We're the number one company in our industry when it comes to performance equipment, which that's our specialty. So kind of like Titleist would be in golf, Storm kind of is in bowling. And I think one of the things that being a privately held company that sets us apart is our just involvement with all the tournaments that we sponsor. I think last year we sponsored more tournaments than there were days in the year. So we were in the 400s of events that we had on our calendar, and we usually have representatives at all the events. So that's kind of unique. We don't just send a check and consider it good. We actually get out and mingle and try to help all the bowlers so that they can have a better experience and hopefully continue to bowl and come back to those tournament groups.
Right. Well, that's great. Do you ever sponsor athletes, or is it just tournaments that you're doing?
Yeah, we have over 400 athletes that are on Team Storm, some all over the world, not just domestically, but, we have a large representation across the globe of athletes that are either premier players or they influence their market area by their involvement in the game. So, yep.
That's great. So if someone was interested in, you know, contacting you to potentially sponsor them, what advice would you give them to do that?
Well, we ask for bowling resumes. So that's what we do. We do bowling. And so for us, we want to know how they're involved in the sport, at all the different levels. So throwing a ball down a lane is one thing, and your skill level is one thing, but how do you represent yourself and our brand on and off the lanes, and how do you get back to the sport? Are company owners, Barb and Bill Crispin, are always interested in giving back to different charities. And so we want to know if someone's on our team that they are going to give back. And so the bowling resume allows us to kind of just go over and see what someone's skill set is, as well as how much they're tied into the actual sport of bowling. And most
right.
people would send that out to me, and I just distribute it to my team members to look over and contact and see what's going to happen with them.
Right. And what's the best way to get a bowling resume? This goes out to everybody that's on the call right now. So if you're an amateur and you want to put together that bowling resume, what outlets should you take to get that done?
You mean how do you create one?
Exactly.
Well, it'd just be like a resume you have for your job. So you'd start with your personal information, how we can contact you, address, email, correct spelling of your full name, and then go into, you know, a little bit of a summary, and then maybe some bowling accomplishments, and then ways that you give back to the sport, kind of a section, and then all that would get emailed directly to me, and then I would go ahead and make sure they get a response and get considered.
So do you have any events coming up, Gary, that you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, actually, one of the gentlemen that asked me to call in there, Jamie, we got the TAT coming up pretty soon, don't we, Jamie?
Yeah, we got the big TAT tournament coming up July 4th through the 9th at the Orleans in Las Vegas, and we're expecting a big crowd. We're expecting to be we were up last year, I think, 15%, and we're expecting to be up another 10 to 15% this year. So it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah. So the TAT is on our radar as one of our big events. It's always one of our big events because it brings people together from not only all over the U.S., but we get international players coming and traveling to the city of Las Vegas to participate in that event. And so it gives us, at Storm, we usually have about 6 or 7 representatives that will be on hand all week long to kind of help the bowlers and answer any questions and, you know, just kind of be there and support the event because it is really a unique and awesome event.
From internationally everywhere. So like he was saying, we have a group of about 80 that comes up from Mexico every year with our good friend Alex Archundia. We have a group from Ireland, a group from the UK. We have one of our bowlers always comes from Japan, shows up almost every tournament from Japan. And so it is definitely an international event. We got groups coming from Canada and little islands. You know, I had to look up on a map and see where they're at, but they heard about the tournament and they showed up to Vegas to bowl. And I'm glad they're there.
And I can definitely attest to Gary and the team from Storm for helping out. The last few years that I had bowled before winning, I was out there practicing and getting advice from them the whole way. They are definitely there to help, and you'd be stupid not to ask for any advice from them. They're always there. They're always in the lanes to give you their knowledge, and it's definitely they're a great help for all the players out there.
Yeah, they bring a crew, too. Like Gary said, they bring like 7 or 8 guys. They know there's going to be, at any point in time, you know, a line of people to ask them questions, especially if I keep putting out these tough patterns like I have in the past, they're going to have a pretty big line of people asking them questions. So that they bring a good, knowledgeable crew that's there for the whole week to help our guys. And they, like I said, they're the guys on you see on ESPN. So you get their knowledge for free just for coming to the TAT and experiencing it out there. And it's a very fun atmosphere, but everybody there is there for to try to win some money. So they're there for the same reason, and they kind of talk amongst themselves, and it's cool to see guys from different parts of the world talking about the lane conditions and where they're playing and what works for them and what doesn't. So I think everybody kind of bounces ideas off each other, and then they go down to the Storm guys to really fine-tune their game or to, like, to lay out their balls for them. And so they have a little better shot at the tournament conditions. But, yeah, Gary, we appreciate all that the Storm staff does down there, Storm and Roto-Grip. Appreciate what they do for our guys, and I know they appreciate it too.
Absolutely.
So is it too late to register, Jamie, or can somebody still sign up?
Oh, no, you can still sign up. We take walk-ins all the way up until the last day of the tournament because
every day is separate.
So every day we make a cut based on the people that bowled that day, so we don't carry the scores over for the whole week because there's, you know, a lot of things can change in that period of time. So we do it every day. So people can walk in up until the day of the tournament, the last day of the tournament, and sign up. And like I said, it's July 4th through the 9th at the Orleans, and we're estimated to pay out about $300,000 in cash and prizes. We're going to give away some great Storm equipment as well. We were lucky enough to get the Storm Lock, which is their premier line ball, their highest line of ball that you can get. And we're giving that away if you can enter into one of our tournaments, the Storm Challenge, for $160, and you get the ball, which is worth more than that anyway. So that's a great deal. And then we're also giving away the Storm IQ 2 or 30 with your entry. So if you show up the bowl, you get a $200 ball right off the bat just for entering the tournament, and then you can get another one if you enter one of our side events, the Storm Challenge. So we got some very lucky. Storm was very generous and gave us some great balls this year, and I'm really excited about them.
And how much is it to enter into the competition or the amateur bowling tournament, Jamie?
It depends on how much you want to bowl. We have packages, so if you only want to bowl one squad and try to make the finals, there's a package for that. It's $200 or $295 with the Storm bowling ball, and then it goes all the way up to $895 is our largest package, but that comes with 9 different squads. It comes with the Storm Challenge. It comes with a ball. So, I mean, it comes with a lot of things. So we try to give out a lot of things at the TAT and as much as we can to give back to the amateur guys. So that's why there's over 400 different ways to cash. And you get we give away a lot of totes, balls, and Storm equipment in general, just so at least, you know, they have something to take home.
Yeah, and I think just jumping back on that, I think one of the great things with the TAT is every day is its own little event, and then there's events within that day. And so the competitors just have so many opportunities to have a good success each day. So we've had guys that have struggled for a few days and then got everything lined up and just kind of hit a home run and are able to take home some good cash and prizes. And I just think it's just a really awesome event, really well run by Jamie and the crew. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And what he was referring to is, so like on Wednesday we'll have qualifying squads all day long, but at the same time we're also going to run a senior event for age 50 and over, and first place in that side event is $5,000. So, and we'll run that simultaneously on Wednesday, and then we have another thing like that we run on Tuesday just for scratch bowlers, so it's no handicap guys, it's just for scratch bowlers only. And then, like, Thursday night we'll have the Storm Challenge, so we'll have qualifying all day Thursday at 11, 1, and 3 to try to make our main finals to try to win the $20,000 first place prize. But we'll also have a Storm Challenge that night that will pay out $5,000. To winner that night, and that's like a 9-pin, 9 or better, basically no tap event, and it's really fun to watch. And Storm live streams that. Gary will be on the mic for that live streaming, and I know a lot of our guys that can't make it at home appreciate him doing that and getting to see the action and getting to hear the call and see the crew and stuff. So Gary's going to be on that with the Storm crew in the summer.
So if you're an amateur bowler and you're listening in, you might want to check out this TAT Amateur Tournament in Vegas. You will get to see all of our guests that are currently on the show. Because, Kevin, you'll be back there, right? Trying to defend
that
your title.
Well, I can't exactly defend it since I've been sitting out for two tournaments, but I'm going to try at least be the first repeat.
There you go. You can be the first repeat. That would be awesome. So, Kevin,
and then Jamie can kick me right back out.
Yeah, there you go.
Kick you back out forever.
Time.
Man, if you win the tat again, you're booted out forever. So
right,
maybe second place might be better for you.
So, Kevin, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years, I actually see myself at least on the PBA 50 tour. I've been thinking about giving that a shot, and I'm not that far away as is since I'm 44, so 6 more years. I'm definitely going to give that a crack, even if it means if I don't win the TAT again, it makes me ineligible. It's definitely something I look forward to doing. It's just, you know, since I haven't gotten out there on the regular PBA tour right now, I figure at least another 6 years I'll have at least refined my game to enough to at least compete against them. So in the next 6-10 years, I see myself doing that.
Yeah, and that gives you time to try to win the TAT one more time, I guess, too. Which I still don't think someone's going to win it back-to-back anytime soon, but we'll see.
I think that might be a challenge for you, Kevin.
We've had one or two guys make the top 5 twice to have a chance at doing it, but no one's ever done it. And I don't even think they got second. I think they got like 4th both times.
Well,
but you can try
hopefully, it. Hopefully Kevin's going to do it because, you know, I would like to see this happen since you haven't had it happen, Jamie.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see. So at least he's got a shot at it, that's for sure. And Gary and the whole crew will be down there again. I'm sure Gary's got some real knowledgeable guys coming. He's going to save me a storm lock because I'm going to take one of those home for myself because that's a great ball.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take one of those home for myself. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's gearing up to be a big event.
You already touched on it, Jamie, but I am so excited to have the balls that we have this year as our, you know, as part of the package and part of the opportunity for the bowlers competing in the TAT. And if you're a bowler listening in that is not professional bowler, so if you're an amateur bowler, regardless of your average, this is the event that you have to come to each year. You got to put it on your calendar. You got to make it out. You do not have to be the absolute best bowler in the area to have an opportunity to win some of that big money that's up for grabs. And I can guarantee you that your experience will be one that you will love. The whole event, the tournament crew is great. We try to do our best from the storm side of things to make sure that people are enjoying and learning. And there's different events for different folks, so come on out, call Jamie, sign up, reach out to us, ask questions, and then we'll call Jamie and tell him you have some questions to answer, and we'll just keep trying to pile a bunch of work on Jamie.
Just keep adding it to the pile on my desk. I'll get to it eventually, don't worry.
Go.
And real quick, the number to call in if you do want to enter the TAT is 1-800-257-6179, or go to tatbowl.com, check us out, give us a call. It is a great event. Like Gary was saying, you don't have to be as good a bowler as Kevin to win it. A lot of our guys have won it that were under 200 average bowlers, including our most recent champion was a 172 average bowler from California, and he won $20,000 by averaging 168 in the tournament, which is amazing. I still can't believe he actually did that, but it happened. So you don't have to be a great bowler.
And I know we've talked about, you know, attending this tournament, and we've talked about also getting involved with your local bowling facility so that you can get started, but we actually haven't talked about what type of products people should be using. You know, is there a ball out there that you recommend, a glove, anything like that that you think amateurs should get so that they can be better?
Yes, Storm.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, Gary would know better than any of us on that. Now, Gary, what's a good entry ball for somebody that's just starting out? You know, they haven't really, they bowled recreational, but they want to get a little more serious about it. What's a good entry ball in the Storm lineup to get?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we look at our entire line as a performance product, and that is from top to bottom. And so if someone's just kind of getting started out, they still want to look for a ball that has core in it. They still want to have a cover stock for the outside part of the ball that can kind of grip the lane and bite through the oil. And we have a product that we're kind of proud of called the Tropical Storms. It comes in many different colors. It's a very low price point. It's just a real great starter ball that does have performance qualities and characteristics in it. And so what that means is if you apply the right type of technique, you're going to get the ball to curve a good amount, not as much as some of our higher level balls, but you will definitely see pin action and with that Tropical Storm line. And then we just have progressions up from there, all the way. You can go to the top of the Premier line balls, which are our most technologically advanced products, like the ones that we're doing for this summer's Tat, the Lock, which has been an absolute smash hit for us, and people are just bowling phenomenal scores across the country and across the globe with that product. And so that's why I'm kind of excited that we're showcasing it at this year's Summer Tat. So, yeah, we got a product for everyone at Storm. And Storm is spelled STORM. That was kind of a joke, but, yeah, go to stormbowling.com. You can find the next ball. We even have something on our website, which is really cool, is if you're not quite sure what product will fit your game the best, if you answer a couple of questions in our matchmaker section, it will tell you these are the products you want to look for. And so we, by just answering some simple questions on our website, we can direct you to, you know, the top two or three picks that you should be looking at.
And can you give everybody
and
that
Gary,
website
Gary
real quick? What was your website?
Stormbowling.com.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and you'll find, I think there's like six different lines of balls. It wasn't joking. There is somebody for everybody. There's something for everybody on there. And they go up and up in price, I think, when they go up in technology, but they're all very reasonably priced balls, especially if you look at the market. They're the best ball for the buck, definitely. And we're very excited. We have the top line ball at the Tat this year, the Lock. So, but yeah, go on stormbowling.com, check them out. There's six different lines, and I think the tropical line, I'm pretty sure it has a fragrance, right? They have each ball has its own smell.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our bowling balls. It's kind of funny as we came up with this back. It's been a while now, and it's been covered in every major publication, like Wall Street Journal, USA Today. Have all done stories on our patent, but we actually put fragrance in the shell of all of our bowling balls, so they'll smell like something like root beer, or, you know, it could be a peanut butter cup, or it could be a coffee, or lemon lime, and all of those scents are unique to each ball. And so we try to kind of match the scent with what the ball looks like, or makes sense. So if the ball looked like a banana, we would kind of make it smell like a banana as well. But and if it was red, it might be have a cherry smell to it or something.
Right.
It's something that really sets Storm apart, I think, and the consumers love it. And that's one of the big questions we get is
it's definitely
hey, what's the
unique.
New ball smell like?
You know, definitely unique.
Yeah.
I don't know that it improves your game, but it's definitely unique.
No, and it's funny to see people at the Tat too, when they pick up a ball and they kind of get a whiff of it, and they get a little closer and they look at me and they're like, "This ball fragrance?" And then I have to explain it to them. But it's always funny to see their reaction the first time they pick it up.
Right. So if you're just listening in, we are here with bowlers talking about what it takes to go from amateur to pro and what you need to do to get involved. You can attend tournaments, you can visit your local bowling facility, and of course, having the right product is so important. We have a few minutes left. If you'd like to call in, please call us at 516-531-9649. So what last-minute advice do we have for our listeners?
Well, I would say definitely want to check out Storm Bowling, like Gary was saying. If you want to get started and you want to get a good ball for a good cost, go check out Storm Bowling. And then once you get real serious about it, you start bowling a league and you like it, come on out to the TAT and check out the TAT website, and then we'll go from there. But it's fun to see people's games grow once they come to the TAT, because it's a good learning experience, like I've been telling you, and Storm is always there to help us out too. So, but Gary, I think you deal with a lot of like the junior gold stuff. Don't you do some of that also?
We absolutely do. Yeah, we're the title sponsor of the world's biggest youth tournament. This year it's in Indianapolis in the summer, so toward the end of July, and it is amazing. We get all these talented kids that they have to qualify for that event locally, and so they'll be well over 3,000 this year as that keeps growing, because high school bowling is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing youth sport in America right now. It's kind of a hidden secret. People are like, I never even heard of high school bowling, but in parts of our country, the Midwest, East Coast, some spots on the West Coast, high school bowling is a big deal, and that leads to college bowling. And these high school bowlers, people bowling junior gold, events like that, they're earning scholarships. We just had one of our youth bowlers that I personally have known since she was a tiny little girl, and she got a full ride scholarship to Vanderbilt University. She just graduated 2 weeks ago, and her schooling was paid through the sport of bowling. So there's some amazing opportunities for younger players right now coming up through the ranks, and it's really fun to meet people. It's kind of like the TAT experience, in my opinion. One of the benefits, there's going to be one, well, that's not really true at the TAT because so many different tournaments within that one big tournament, but I was going to say that the TAT, there's usually one winner at a tournament, but there's really, you win all the way around by meeting all new people, creating new friends all over the country, and that holds true in junior bowling as well as events like the TAT. So bowling is a really cool sport to just stay connected with people. So
yeah, and Gary, one thing we didn't touch on either is the partnership between the TAT and AmateurAthletes.com is geared towards that type of a thing, and it's also geared for people just to have some kind of an outlet to put their resume on. So maybe instead of you getting 1,000 resumes a year from now, you can actually just have a website that you can go and look through, like AmateurAthletes.com, that has all their resumes on there, their video bios, all that kind of stuff, so you can kind of see who they are, and that's what we're gearing that towards. And Allison started that for her son, who's actually went on to been pretty successful. Allison, maybe if we got a minute, you can touch on that.
Yeah, my son is actually a competitive male cheerleader, and like bowling, we have struggled for even recognition as a sport. So just sharing his URL, he has gotten opportunities for Clemson University and also his own cheerleading show called Cheerleaders, which has 1.3 million viewers. So the point is that by sharing your URL and getting your information out there, you just never know what opportunities can come your way. So, Jamie,
yeah,
I appreciate that.
That's why
I'm
really happy
out.
That we're doing that partnership with them, because
yeah.
I think a lot of our amateurs are going to love to be able to go on there and just make
right.
their own page on AmateurAthletes.com,
right.
and hopefully that will help Gary out down the road, make his life a little easier as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, can you give us
yeah.
one more shout-out as far as about your amateur bowling tournament so that everyone knows where to go to register and get involved?
Yeah, it's trueamateurtournaments.com or tatbowl.com. That's the easiest way to check it out. There's photos on there. There's results. There's an about page. There's lane graphs on there. Everything's on there that you need. If you wanted to call and talk to one of the best female bowlers in the world, you can call our office, 1-800-257-6179. Talk to Wendy McPherson. She's there to answer any questions that you may have. Yeah, it's pretty easy to get a hold of us. It's pretty easy to enter. It takes about 5 minutes. You just fill out name, address, pick your squads, how much you want to bowl, and then you pick your squads, and that's it. And our online entry form, I made it this year. It takes about 3 minutes total, so it's pretty quick.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie and Kevin and Gary, for being on our show. And this has been Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison.
Thanks, guys.
Bye,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.
See ya.